This trio of candidates did not have much time to prepare for the race, since Johnson waited until the end of the legislative session to announce he would not seek another term. He leaves big shoes to fill as the former co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee. Yvette Santiago, a community leader who's worked in a variety of fields, faces off against Shariah Moore, a public servant turned teacher, and Matt Powell, a lawyer focused on land use and zoning. Santiago says she's lived in Middletown for 14 years and seen the town change dramatically. She notes it's become much more diverse, and as a Hispanic woman with a biracial family, she thinks she's best prepared to represent a changing city.
The diversity that I see in Middletown is the diversity I would like to see represented within our state government. And in this position for state representative, I believe it warrants someone that truly represents that diversity, not only just in ethnicity and in gender, but also in experiences. And in order to be able to truly understand and recognize issues that are impacting our most vulnerable communities and our people of color, I think it does need to be someone with that diverse background, such as myself.
Santiago considers coronavirus recovery the biggest issue currently facing the first state.
But I can tell you right now, COVID-19 is at the top of the priority. I mean, at this point, you know, our state government is doing a great job, and they're doing as much as they possibly can to try to get back to some type of normalcy. But that's top priority, is working with my colleagues in the legislature to figure out what else is needed to make sure that we're able to get back to, you know, as much as normal operations as we're used to.
Santiago's other priorities include mental health, supporting public schools, and police reform. Shariah Moore shares many of Santiago's priorities. Moore agrees that Middletown is changing, becoming more diverse, and she wants someone elected to represent that change. She believes that she is that person.
I believe my experiences as a Black woman, a mother, an educator, and a millennial, I believe those are essential due to the current makeup of who is elected to represent us in this area. I believe that Middletown is changing in its dynamics, their demographics, and it's time to elect someone that mirrors the population.
Moore lists education, healthcare, and the environment as the issues she is focused on. She says her passion for healthcare comes from personal experience. She lost her father because he was underinsured and couldn't afford the level of care needed.
I understand. No one should have to choose between putting food on their table and paying medical bills or paying a rent or over paying for their medication. So we have to do better for our residents. And this is the reason why I'm running.
Powell grew up in Middletown and has witnessed its growth throughout his lifetime. He says he's motivated by his passion for community service and Middletown.
Third generation, and you know, a lot of people see that as maybe at a disadvantage because it's status quo. But to me, and through my education and background, I want to see that this town continues to progress and to be kind of a town of opportunities, whether it be through jobs, through inclusion, because we know that this town is growing, and to provide opportunities for everyone. It's not the small town that it used to be 20 years ago when there were 2,000 people. Now there's 22,000.
And seeing the town continue to develop is one of Powell's top priorities. He notes as a land use attorney, he has experience with infrastructure and dealing with growth.
You know, with my background, I see the importance and the need, especially short term, but not only short term, long term, because this town is growing exponentially yearly, for the proper infrastructure to sustain long-term growth.
All three candidates agree Middletown should continue to grow quickly, and whoever represents the area should make sure development happens successfully. The winner of this primary faces Republican Dan Sidofsky in November's general election. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.